Physicians often feel they inhabit two worlds simultaneously. They live with their patients and they live with their families. A single day may contain a world of joy and a world of sorrow, and they must navigate these very different spaces. Thomas Malpalom is a neurosurgeon in Northern California. His poetry has also appeared in JAMA. His poem, Pride and Shame, illustrates the highs and lows of his work. A good case is a new baby displayed with pride. In the waiting room, the surgeon stands tall in stride. Surgery went perfectly, just as planned. Home tomorrow, the family shakes his hand. Ready for the next task, he declares God's will. Those years of toil were not such a bitter pill. Does he deserve a special treat? A chai latte at a cafe down the street. A bad case is a deformed and shameful beast. He will flee to a foreign city in solitary retreat. Time crystallizes. Matter changes state like a supersaturated precipitate. Atoms freely flowing in a prior stage now are trapped in a lattice cage. He is humbled and forlorn. God in heaven, do not scorn. All eyes on him, he counsels the family. Step by step, day by day, is the homily. This is a known complication. He warns of a long rehabilitation. Her husband slouches in the chair. In a chamber, their voices echo despair. Their lives are changed forevermore. The surgeon slips out the sliding door. Celine Sagalowski is a pediatric emergency medicine physician. Her poem, Breakfast Elegy, shows a seemingly happy moment between mother and son at breakfast, yet it brings another moment to the mother's mind when she had to tell a parent that she could not, they could not, save the child. Here is Breakfast Elegy. After the egg cracks and is halved, I run my finger along its moist inner membrane. It is the cool of loam after rain in Stavanger, of forest and fjord, and of her forehead after death set in, eyes half open, my finger sweeping her brow with this same motion, one born of maternal habit, sweeping a child's brow, because we had ceased the resuscitation and my hands were idle. I sift yolks from the glare, tenderly picking shards. Kalizai, thick and braided, tether their son until the fall, fume of my pan hissing, all butter and burn. Beyond last night's trauma room doors, a mother watched me stroke her daughter's hair and wailed, intuiting final rites. It's good, Mama, he says, the albumen bright on my son's lips, a flash of river light in winter woods, what hope might look like. The eggshells, split on the counter, curl like peels of birch bark, vacant and bare. They are made of crystals, you know, that outermost layer. It is called the bloom.